John, what kind of experiments then did Dr. K undertake with the Pyramid Energy?
Sure. Maybe I can just summarize some of the ones done by some of the other groups too.
Okay, sure.
Maybe I'll try to highlight the most important ones that would be the most interested, for mm-hmm. the general public. One is that they studied the immune system. For example, they put rats and rabbits in the pyramid, and they had also a control group that weren't, and they found out that after these animals were exposed in the pyramids, their immune system increased. That is, the leukocyte composition of the blood increased, meaning that these animals were able to resist infections better and be healthier. They also did it with immunoglobulins, put those in the pyramids, a control group that wasn't, and found out that they fight viruses three times better than the immunoglobulins that were not put in the pyramid. So for some reason, this pyramid energy, this field that's producing, is increasing the good cells of our body that fight infection and help us with our immunity. And I mean, that's incredible.
It sure is.
And
sure
then also is. They did the pediatrics division of the National Academy of Sciences put solutions like of glucose and water, distilled water, in the pyramid. And they had two groups of newborns, an experimental group and a control group. And the experimental group of newborns, they had like low indexes, meaning they were not very healthy.
Right.
And they injected the glucose that was placed in the pyramid in certain of the newborns, and also gave certain newborns distilled water that was placed in the pyramids. And they did the same with the control group, glucose and water not placed in the pyramid, given to another group of newborns. And they found out that the glucose and water that was placed in the pyramid, these newborns became healthier much quicker and had normal indexes really quick, whereas the other group didn't show that increase in increasing their indexes. Now that's, again, a great a potential for newborns.
Oh, sure thing. And again, when you look at it with a control factor, you have to say, well, it didn't happen with this other group.
Yeah, that's the thing I really liked about the Russian research, and I guess what got my attention. As a scientist, you have to carry out the experiments in a proper manner, using the scientific method. And these Russian and Ukrainian researchers definitely did that. And the world starvation, they placed agricultural seeds, many different kinds, in the pyramid. And again, they used a control group. And they found a 30% plus increase in yield of the seeds that were placed in the pyramid. So talk about a great thing for countries that are starving and had limited seeds.
30%?
30%.
That's huge.
Well, actually, I'm kind of modest. They claim in certain cases it went up to almost 100% increase. So they used over 20 different varieties of seeds, and they placed them for different lengths of time in the pyramid. Very, very sophisticated experiment. It wasn't just, let's throw some seeds here and see what happens. It was all very well, documented and controlled.
Might also explain why at least the mummified bodies of the pharaohs and the other things that they threw in the pyramids didn't decay as quickly as other things.
Yeah, good point. Good point. That would explain that observation. And one thing I don't have on my website yet, because this is pretty new information, but around one of the pyramids in Russia, extinct flowers started to grow. Flowers that used to grow there and became extinct, and they started growing again. And I was trying to get the exact name of it from Anatoly, but he only had the Russian name. And I thought, now that's pretty interesting.
That is strange.
Let's hope dinosaurs don't start popping up. Huh?
Put a dinosaur egg under there or something like that. And inside the pyramid, John, they just kind of just, do you have to be in a certain locale, or you just go in there?
No, basically it's on ground level. So it's just in the bottom part of the pyramid, because again, it's empty. There's nothing you can,
I mean, you don't have to be in the middle or anything like that.
Not really. This is where some of conflicting research comes to play. The Ukrainian researchers think the field is very much different throughout the pyramid. In fact, it could cause adverse reactions in certain parts of the pyramid.
Oh, really? It could backfire on you.
Yeah. Now, the Russian researchers, Alexander Gall and his staff, disagree with that. They said they have found none whatsoever, any adverse effects due to the pyramid. Now, Dr. Kay did tell me, though, when they were building the large pyramid, sometimes the workers working really high up would lose consciousness and they would have to be brought away from the pyramid. So now, I mean, that, who knows why, but he tended to think that because of the energy field was so intense. And he believes certain parts, like high up, are very, very intense energy fields that could be detrimental.
Or they're afraid of heights. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I guess so, you know.
Well, what else did they do?
Well, using pharmaceuticals, they found out that the potency increased with decrease in side effects, and radioactive waste placed inside the pyramids shows a decrease in radioactivity, you know, in terms of getting rid of radioactive material. In fact, Alexander Gollad proposed to the government to use a pyramid design in its Chernobyl submarines that use, you know, radioactive propulsion.
Was there a point that the Russian military started to look at some of this research and go,
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I asked Alexander about some of the implications of some of this research to other areas that weren't reported. And as far as he's concerned, the Russian military was really never involved in any research. What they didn't find is that when he was building the large 144-foot pyramid, even before it was completed, Russian military radar, or they call it locator, picked up a mile-high energy field coming off the pyramid. Incredible strong energy field. They had no idea what it was until they realized something coming off Gala's pyramid.
So they were able to register something.
Yeah, in fact, in my book, I have a picture of the locator with the blip on it, you know, with the energy field.
Uh-huh.
They told me they thought it was an ionized type of energy or whatever, but they really don't know what it is.
Now, was this energy that was going into the pyramid or coming out of the pyramid?
Oh, coming out, going up like a mile high in the air, maybe half a mile wide.
Okay, so it wasn't coming down in, it was going out.
No, exactly. Right. And what's fascinating about this is when Gollad first started constructing these pyramids, he predicted the ozone layers would improve because of the effect of the pyramid. And within 2 or 3 months after the completion of that large pyramid, there was a supposedly an ozone hole somewhere near that area, and that completely repaired itself.
Maybe the pyramids that are around this planet to date are helping the ozone layer from totally dissipating.
You know, it could be, and again, I have to say as a scientist, you know, we'd like to see controlled experiments, but I mean, maybe that's what's happening. And again, you know, like I said, these Russian and Ukrainian researchers are pretty precise, and for them to make a statement like that, you know, they have some information in detail. But one possibility of the military that Anatoly told me was that there was a group of researchers from the All Russian Electrotechnical Institute in Moscow, and they did something real interesting, and I wish I had more details on this, but I don't. And they, using, you know, large rocks that were placed in Gollad's pyramids, set up a perimeter, a circle, like of rocks, an outline of rocks, and they measured electric discharges, and they found out that this border of pyramids produced kind of it restricted the electrical discharge, producing like a defensive shield to a certain extent of electrical discharges.